Now, back to Good Morning New Hampshire with Peter St. James and Pat Kelly on 107.7 The Pulse.
If you've got $4.75 million, you can buy Prince Charles and Duchess Camilla's old love shack.
Oh, God.
That's right.
That just doesn't seem right.
Well,
that it would have achieved a nickname like the love shack.
Well, he once courted Princess Diana and later had an affair with the Duchess of Cornwall.
Oh, God. See?
Yeah, I know. It boasts 8 bedrooms, swimming pool, tennis court, 3 cottages, stables, a treehouse complex.
Ooh.
Gardens and 80 acres. And it's about 700 years old.
Okay.
Her, Camilla's ex-husband, when she was having a tryst with Chuck, and then ditched the old man. He sold the place for $761,000, and now they're unloading it for $4.75. And apparently it has a ghost as well.
Mm.
Yeah, apparently when Camilla lived at the house, she had encounters with a spirit who would watch TV with her and always wanted to change the channel.
Okay, then.
Well, you can only watch CNN for so long, you know. 7:14 is the time.
Oh, you're too funny.
Oh, well, and then there's the love shack for your dog or cat. Apple Tree Animal Hospital?
No.
What?
It's Presidential Oaks Tuesday.
Oh. I'm sorry.
Are you serious?
I was funny. I was looking at this email that came in.
Oh, okay.
And it was addressed to you. Okay, fine.
It was addressed to me?
Yep.
Oh, so, did I not get it?
No, you didn't.
Okay.
What else is new?
Okay.
Sure, make me look bad. Wow. Chris, what?
Good morning.
I'm rendered speechless, Krista.
Well, he takes one day off.
I'm rendered speechless.
And everything goes in a handbasket.
Okay, thank you very much. Then that was actually a side-handed compliment. I'll take it.
Unbelievable. Man, oh, man. Hi, Chris. How are you?
Good morning. How are you? We're doing great.
Where are you? Are you home or are you back to work?
I'm in the office.
You are?
I'm sitting in my office, yes.
Okay, so is life slowly getting back to normal?
We have lots of changes, and we are working towards figuring out what that normal will look like. But, lots of stuff going on over here, as always, at Presidential Oaks. We actually, speaking of, I was kind of jamming to the song a little bit before I came on, but we just had our second Sunday drive. We were celebrating Father's Day this past weekend. So talking about, you know, cruising around and things like that. It was fantastic. We had even more cars than we did for Mother's Day. So the word is getting out and families are hopping in, and they were just piled high and the vehicles were all decorated. Signs, balloons, like all kinds of great messages for staff and for their loved ones. And it's so touching to see, because we do know that, you know, they miss that physical you know, connection and whatnot. But it's so amazing though. The families are totally on board. They think it's fantastic that, you know, we have offered the virtual visits, the Zoom, the drive-bys, and things like that. And it's such a great feeling to see. And of course, the weather was beautiful. So, you know, the property looks beautiful, all the plants and the flowers blooming. Just a great time.
Now, the staff has been awesome through all this. Have the family members of the residents been equally as awesome?
Yes. And I think in the beginning it was more families might have been a little bit fearful because, you know, we haven't done this. So, I mean, this is still new to us as well, and we're ever changing and trying to adapt and things like that. But now I think we do have a really good system in place with our scheduling for the Zoom calls, for, you know, phone calls back and forth. Staff is there to help facilitate. So it's not like we just hand over the laptop and say, you know, get in touch with your family. I mean, we're right there with them to make that experience a really pleasant, you know, for both the resident and for their family member.
Mm-hmm.
And the drive-bys, again, it's just, you know, we set them up. And again, it's like a reservation type thing. So we know who's coming, you know, to make sure that we can get the resident to a best place for viewing, whether they can just wave from the window. It's just our retirement living, I mean, they have that huge balcony, so that's fantastic.
True.
They can go up and still be socially distant up there, be outside and still, you know, waving and things like that. So the families really get it. You know, they support us 100%, which makes it easier. I mean, none of this is easy by any means, but they get it, that the whole purpose is we need to keep the virus out of this facility.
And you've done it.
Yes. Yes, knock on wood, we have another day that we are COVID-free. You know, and this is their home, so it's like we need to protect them and keep them safe. So, yeah, families are, they get it.
Well, I mean, and the pressure's, just look at the news every day, okay? The pressure's got to be on because we hear, you know, 10 more cases, 20 more cases, whatever. And by the way, a lot of those have been identified in senior living facilities, people over 60.
Yeah.
And you've got to be going, seriously? Again, the pressure on you guys is just to perform is huge.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think I read somewhere that 80% of the COVID-related deaths in New Hampshire have been in long-term care facilities.
Yeah. Yeah.
That in itself is just, it speaks so many, you know, words. It's every single one of us, every single day, have to be on the top of our game to make sure that we are doing the right things, following procedures, taking the precautions. It wears on you, but ultimately we just have to remember why we're doing this and why it's so important. And, you know, like I said, knock on wood, we're COVID free for now, and we're hoping that we can continue.
But see, Pat and I keep trying to remind people, just because the numbers say, you know, retirement facilities and over 60, don't get cocky.
Mm-hmm.
Don't sit there and say, hey, I'm not in that demo.
Yep.
Hey, woo, I can, no, don't be doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, especially now you're hearing some more reports that are coming out that in other areas of the country that, you know, the 30-year-olds now are seeing contracting. And I think there's still a lot that everybody, you know, doctors and scientists, you know, way above me, are still learning about this. And don't know. So I think everybody needs to remember that it's like it's nothing that we've seen before. So we don't really know. So it's almost like, why would you not want to, you know, take the precautions? Yes, I know the masks, especially in the summer, it's very hot, it can be cumbersome and whatnot, but putting political views aside, for health safety measures, it's important for everybody to take it seriously.
That's really what it comes down to. It doesn't, and you know, I certainly understand people taking the political side, but it's not a political thing. It's health and safety. You hit it right on the head, Chris.
Yeah. And now we're kind of into the new phase, I guess, where, you know, the state Health and Human Services has announced that, you know, we can start to open, I say we as in long-term care facilities in the state, you know, if they have met certain criteria, if they don't have any outbreaks and whatnot, that they can start. We certainly support that idea, but we're not ready yet. We're working on how to make that happen, and we're not there yet. And I think that that's another reason why having the family support us so much is so important, because they understand we're not just saying, hey, you know what? No, we're still keeping our doors shut, and that's the way that it is. You know, we're trying to figure out how can we do this in the safest measure possible to remain COVID-free, not only for our residents, but for our staff and for the people that would be visiting. It's a very complex issue behind the scenes, but there's so many logistics that would need to be worked out. And we're on it. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. You know, we have been for some time, but, for right now, we're just not there yet. But once we will be, I mean, obviously it's going to be a fantastic, time, and families will be, welcomed. But we still have a lot of work to do to get there.
Yeah. How tiring is it for you and the staff? And to a certain extent, the residents, to not only be on top of your game, but to be above your game every single minute of every single day.
It is. And I think that you kind of go in phases, you know, with anything. It's kind of like, okay, March and April, we're like, whoa. And now it's like, okay, April, May, June, you kind of feel like I got a groove going on, but now you're looking ahead to the fall, you know, and it's like as much as it's nice so that some of our residents are able to get out and get some sunshine and some fresh air, that's well and good, but it's lingering. You know, we're almost into July now, and you know that as the conversation picks up with, you know, schools, are they going to start? Are they going to not? It's the same thing for here. We don't know what's going to happen, and that can be very mentally draining. But I do think that we do have such a great team here at Presidential Oaks, that we, you know, work well with one another to say, hey, you know, I just need a little help here mentally. I need a break here or anything. But I mean, we all understand how important of a role each and every one of us do.
Yeah.
Me.
Everybody's on the team.
Yes.
You know, you're
It doesn't just have to be the nurse. You know, we all have a role.
Yep.
And, you know, one slip up, like you said, I don't want to be that one that is just, oh, I'm not feeling it this week and whatnot. And
right.
then before you know it, I'm asymptomatic positive and here we go. So not an option.
You know, once this is over, and it will be eventually, you can have a great story to tell, but you got a great story to tell as the story's unfolding.
Yes. Yeah, and it is. It is remarkable. It's a remarkable time. It is unbelievable. But it, you know, I've said it before that it's amazing how we pull together and the ideas that have come out of this and the ways that, you know, different procedures maybe that we weren't doing before or we have updated or changed. You know, the Zoom calls, we weren't doing those before. But now it's like it's like second nature, and it's like, oh, okay, we have everything all lined up. The Sunday drives, I mean, has been a fantastic time. So yeah, maybe we don't have the summer concert series going on, but we have all these other ways that we're still keeping our residents connected to the community and to their families.
Well, and let's be honest. I mean, part of the summer concert series was A, for the residents, but B, it was also to be part of the community, to get people in the community engaged with and aware of Presidential Oaks.
Yeah.
Okay, but the fact that you are, not, again, knock on wood, COVID-free and still, you know, still doing business 24/7 with your residents and you're still doing the thing that you do, that's a story to be told as well.
Right.
And engages people.
Yeah, and that's another good point to make, too. Above and beyond all of the changes that have happened because of COVID and all the extra meetings and things like that, you know, securing the PPE, there's still the quote-unquote regular work that needs to be done by all of the staff.
Right.
And they just do it, you know? It's just there's really no other option. It's just it has to be done, and we love our residents and we want to do anything to keep them safe. So you just do what you got to do, you know, day in and day out. So we're hopeful that there will be, you know, a vaccine or something down the road. But for right now, I mean, we are in the trenches and do what we have to do.
Wow. And you can't take a shortcut. Because the one time you take a shortcut, you could be that person.
Yep.
And nobody wants to be that person.
No, that's for sure.
Right.
All of our staffing is, you know, the tests and everything. I mean, that's about 80 tests of just for employees, you know, every single day that needs to be done. That doesn't include the random testing of our residents that needs to be done weekly, quite often daily.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all of those things, but it's just what needs to be done. And
yeah.
That really is the motto here at Presidential Oaks. It's just like, okay, what do we have to do?
Mm-hmm.
How are we going to do it? Let's do it.
Yeah.
And
okay, so I have to ask. I probably shouldn't, but I'll ask. Well, no, because...
Oh, boy.
well, no, I think you'll understand when I say this. Yes, you are doing the normal stuff, but you're doing above and beyond. Is there a cost associated with going above and beyond, and how is that cost being addressed?
You might be ahead of my pay grade at this point.
Okay, mm-hmm. but you understand my question.
Yeah. Now there is, and I think, you know, looking at, you know, literally the cost and, you know, figuratively and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
The figurative more is kind of what I was thinking of, the teamwork and things like that, that we're trying to help everybody in every single way, whether it is just the mentally draining features, that, you know, physically, whatever living situation folks have going on. I mean, one of our director of nursing has literally moved in here since March. You know,
wow.
And the CEO, she's been here every single day, 7 days a week,
mm-hmm.
Manning the helm exactly since March. I think we're on like day 100 or something like that. But that's just what needs to be done to ensure that,
okay.
you know, the assistance is there, making sure that we can address if there is any sort of financial reprieves that we can get, you know, either state or federal and things like that.
Sure.
There's just so much information to be filtered through. It does take a toll. I'm not going to lie.
I would think.
At the end of the day, it's just, we just need to keep going, because every day that we can cross off the calendar without COVID, it is a success, but we know we have to keep going and doing what we're doing.
Mm-mm-mm. Yeah, it's a tough one. It is a tough one. And to be on alert all the time.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
That's draining.
But it is what the team needs to do to keep the winning going on.
Yep.
You know?
Wow.
Yeah, because quite honestly, COVID doesn't care if we're a five-star facility or if
yep.
we're not, you know?
Yep,
I mean,
right.
it, when it really comes down to it. But we just try to keep the families informed. We keep our residents informed as much as possible. And I think that communication back and forth is helpful as well, so that nobody feels like we don't know what's going on. We're left out of the loop. Nope, all of these things are being addressed, you know, day to day.
Mm. You know, they're talking about, could be the second wave. Could
yeah.
be the second wave just before flu season comes in.
Yeah, I know.
So, I mean,
I know.
You know, looking down the road, it's not like mm-hmm. you're seeing light at the end of the tunnel, because the way they're explaining it, it could be an oncoming train.
Yeah. And it's almost like a twofold approach. You know, yes, you have to look at where you are today, and we have to address the issues, you know, at Presidential Oaks here today.
Mm-hmm.
But you're also looking down the road a month or two, know, into the fall, into the winter. Have those backup plans, like, you know, if there is an influenza outbreak, you know, plans A, B, C, and D for every possible scenario.
Yeah.
It's hats off, honestly, to everybody here, because we all have a role to play, and I just, sometimes you just, there's no words that you can say that you just know. They're so appreciative, the family,
yep.
you know,
yep.
and whatnot. It's again, kudos to all of the staff here.
That pretty much says it all. All right.
Yeah.
PresidentialOaks.org, Krista Morris. Thanks for the update, and we're right there with you, keeping our fingers crossed that you
yeah.
know, You keep doing that voodoo you do. All right. Well, look, stay well, and we look forward to chatting again soon.
All right. Take care.
All right, Chris.
Thank you, Chris.
See ya. Wow.
PresidentialOaks.org.
There you go. But nothing. I mean, Presidential Oaks has been...
And they're not letting up. I think it's a lesson for all of us.
Yeah.
They are not letting up. None of us need to let up. Anything you're seeing nationally about all of a sudden these rages of cases, you know, and again, coming up, like Chris was saying, coming up in younger people because they're not masking and they're getting together. Again, nothing against getting together, but just not in giant groups.
I know.
Unmasked.
Thank God I hate people. 7:32. We'll take a break.
It works out perfect.